Monday morning, we talk television with the Oracle. That's what we're calling you now, Irina. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous, and we're revisiting a couple of shows this week that have come out for their second season. I think they call it the sophomore season.
Yes, that's a very American term. So the theme today is couples therapy. What are we talking about?
So the first show is Couples Therapy, which is on SBS. Season 2 and 1 is available. And Love on the Spectrum Season 2, which is on the ABC. And Season 1 is on Netflix as well.
Right, okay.
So can't miss those.
Let's go with Couples Therapy first of all. Remind us about that one.
Couples Therapy is a reality show, but it's more literally a fly on the wall documentary. So they've set up a psychologist sort of studio, but you cannot see the cameras. And this incredibly gifted couples therapist, Dr. Orna Guralnick, who is a professor in the US of couples therapy, she spends a year with several couples. And it actually happens over COVID, so it's fascinating, over the lockdown, the whole thing. And she spends a year with the couples, and then it's edited together into these episodes in this incredibly sensitive, beautiful, profound, and incredibly engaging way that you just, it's so bingeable, but not in a way that makes you feel dirty.
I was going to say, these couples agree to this?
So when I watched the first season, I read up about it. So because she's such an incredible therapist, people have agreed to it because they could never afford her. You know, she'd be like $400 for half an hour.
Yeah.
And these people are just middle of the road people. They're not fancy, expensive people in New York. So they get this top person. I don't know how they fill out their contracts, and they do reveal incredibly personal things. But Americans seem to be kind of cool with it.
Yeah, Americans are. There's not enough money in the world to encourage me to do that, but Americans would probably do that for a small pittance, I reckon.
It doesn't matter. The point is that we as watchers get so much out of it, and we really get so much out of her insights. And this Dr. Guralnick, Orna, she's been all over the media talking about one of my kind of bugbears, politicians sleeping, having affairs with their aides and assistants, and what it's all about. She is clearly super knowledgeable and deeply committed to making relationships better, and anyone who's in a relationship will get a ton out of the show.
All right, and quickly, Love on the Spectrum. I remember you telling us about that one. Sounds like a very interesting show.
What's amazing about Love on the Spectrum is it's incredibly kind and respectful to the participants who are all, as the show says, on the spectrum, varying degrees of autism. And they're adults, and like everybody else, they would like a love relationship. The thing about people on the spectrum is they're also incredibly upfront. They don't hold any of their feelings. They don't. They're not sneaky in the way they talk about it. They are literally upfront. If they like you, you know. If they don't, you know. And they are given a chance to date and meet people. And the great thing about season two is we get some new people, but we actually get to catch up and see where our original cast is at, and watch them experience dating and falling in love and finding love. It is gorgeous and sweet, and also a little bit hard to watch because it's so genuine.
Oh, well, sometimes we need a bit of that in our lives, and we get it every week when we talk television with the Oracle, Irina. Thank you, my love. We'll catch up with you next Monday to talk some more TV.
Oh, I've got some really good shows in my bag of tricks coming up.